Welcome to the show. We know it's a hot Saturday, so we want to thank you for taking the time. If you're riding in the car, be careful when you're driving and just listen to us as you're going to your next destination. You're welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. We're all from Indy Realty. Don Geisler is the owner and designated broker of Indy Realty. On the show today, we'll have in the second half, we'll have Bob Morkin, who is the owner of Complete Flooring, a local company here in Tucson. But before that, we continue with our updating you on the NAR settlement and how it's affecting the real estate world. And remembering one thing, that change is inevitable.
I didn't even warn you guys, but I want to deviate already and say we have a consumer in the house with Bob being here. Eddie, are you here? I mean, we talk about it all the time because we're in the industry. But how much are you hearing people talk about an NAR settlement that's going on in our industry?
Well, for me, uniquely, quite a bit, because I often go to realtors' offices to present one of our programs designed for them. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that if I hang for another half hour, 45 minutes, and listen to the full meeting of all the agents, I learn a great deal. So this is, frankly, being talked about in every office that I've been to.
Yeah. How about outside of the real estate world? Are you hearing it just, you know, around the dinner table with people that are thinking about buying or selling, or people that are wondering what their home value is, or what, how that's going to impact our industry?
No, frankly, I don't.
Yeah.
And I talk with a lot of people, and most of my friends, family, they all know I have a little toe in real estate too. So if they were curious, they would bring it up. And they haven't.
They haven't. So that's what we've been wondering. I mean, you know, we've been talking about it. How much is the rest of the world listening? We're listening because it impacts our lives and our families. And so we're watching it very closely. But it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that it just hasn't necessarily been as vocal out there, I guess, is what we hear, because we are in the industry.
I really don't think it comes up until someone's ready to buy or sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think then there's that reticular activation factor of it, where then when people are starting to get into the industry, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as they start poking around on the internet, they will see it.
Yeah.
And then it's super easy to become misled, confused, you know, because there's a ton of misinformation, misunderstanding out there.
Well, I think as soon as you start looking on the internet too, you're being targeted for that media. And so if you're not looking, you're not going to have all those articles popping up in your feeds or coming across your screen.
But now you've said the word real estate in front of your devices, so.
There you go.
It's going to be all over your feed.
Welcome to our world.
Here it comes. Here come the articles.
With that being said, so what's going on? What has happened so far since last week since we talked about the NAR settlement, Don?
Well, I think as Sandra brought up earlier, the VA made a big decision, and so VA has come out, and there was a hard and fast rule that was written, you know, pretty shockingly in the past, that said under no circumstance may a veteran who is getting VA financing pay real estate commissions. That used to be the rule, and so it didn't used to be an issue,
right.
You know, because the listing broker, the seller was paying the listing broker, and then the listing broker was paying compensation to, you know, the buyer's broker in the form of a co-op fee. So it really wasn't an issue. I mean, it became an issue in certain situations. But, you know, with the change, regardless of whether or not a seller will be contributing toward the buyer's broker's fees,
right?
What we expect is that charge will show up on the settlement statement as a buyer charge, as a buyer fee. And the way that the law was written, the rule was written, it would have been flat out illegal. And it would have disallowed a lot of VA buyers, you know, in a lot of cases. So, again, as I've been saying for several weeks, lots of big organizations behind the scenes have been working hard mm-hmm. To get the new systems in place, to get everything in order. And right out of the gate, so VA has changed the rule. It's being termed as a temporary rule. And it just says that now it will be okay for brokerage fees to show up on the buyer's, VA buyer's side of the ledger. So that's a really, really positive development right now. And the rules are from what I saw, that they just had to be, you know, the fees had to be consistent with what for the industry and the area.
Typical fees
for the industry and the area. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, there are a lot of brokerages, not ours, but there are a lot of companies that charge flat rate commissions, and they've always said, but we won't charge a VA buyer because they couldn't. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if those flat rate fees are going to start showing up now, regardless of who's paying for commissions, if those VA buyers are going to start seeing those fees being charged as well.
Yeah, and on the settlement statement, mm-hmm. like I said, regardless of where the funding behind it is coming from, on the settlement statement, it will most certainly show as a buyer costs on those settlement statements. So yeah, real positive change. I mean, just the misinformation and the media's inability to not sensationalize every little thing is so, so fascinating, because even the article that I read, and it was a super positive, you know, the information in it, like I said, is super positive, but it's the way that it read just annoyed me. Like, if you're ready, able to look at things, it said that the veteran will now be allowed to use their benefit to pay for their brokerage fees. And I'm like, right from the get, from the first article out there regarding this issue, that is completely misleading.
Right.
Like, completely misleading. Veterans do not use their benefit to pay for brokerage fees. I mean, it's... So just, and that was in a publication as real estate oriented, and it was mm-hmm. so, like, in my humble opinion, because I'm in tune to everything, it was like clearly meant to make some sort of statement, like the veterans will be able to pay out of their benefits. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way. And I just wanted to pull out my keyboard and start writing. Like, who are you? It doesn't work that way. But high level, very positive development.
So potentially, if a veteran were using their benefits, they would end up paying the full cost of the house, going in with possibly nothing down, and then tack on another 3% for that commission, and they're not going to go in the hole or have that veteran go in the hole, and call it a benefit.
Right.
They're just allowing
the veteran's benefit is that they get zero down finance.
Right.
That's the veteran's benefit. Like, they're not being handed, quote, a check for benefits when they close. And, you know, it's just, I don't want to get too off track, but like in the GI Bill, you know, when you're in school and you're a veteran, yeah, you do get benefits. Like, you get cash benefits right. for that. And it was just written as if that was the case. And it's not the case. There's not big hunks of veteran benefit money now going toward brokerage. Sorry, it's a little off track, but no, it's amusing to me.
If that's what people are reading, that's what we need to be addressing.
That's mm-hmm. the whole idea, is that some of these things that are clickbait, we need to make sure that some of the things are looked at and discussed on the show so they can understand what's going on. We're heading to the break. We appreciate you tuning in to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. We also have Bob Morkin here, who is the owner of Complete Flooring, coming up in a break. Hi, everyone. We're back from the break. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray, Sandra, and Don. Also on the show is Bob Morkin, who is the owner of Complete Flooring. He gave me thumbs up. I got it right.
Thumbs up.
Complete Flooring. So we'll talk a little bit more about with him in the next segment. But right now, we want to continue our conversation or our discussions with the settlement, with NAR settlement.
Yeah, I think to button up today's conversation with the NAR settlement, you know, we get a lot of question and a lot of thought about, you know, changes are coming in mid-August or, right. or late August. And, you know, kind of the thoughts are, well, why aren't we changing now? Like, why aren't we just rolling out? It's coming. Why not just do it now? And, you know, a lot of things are not settled yet. You know, the settlement has been approved by the judge. The local MLSs and the associations are planning on rolling forward with this stuff. But then there's a new component. There's the Department of Justice component that the DOJ wants commissions to be completely decoupled, you know, which means sellers pay for their representation, buyers pay for their representation. And they literally want it to be not allowed that the seller contributes any dollars toward the buyer in any way.
Wow.
Toward paying for representation. So that particular part of it is we have MLSs and NAR itself pushing back on that. I just saw an article this week that said one of the MLS systems went to court to say that the DOJ's interpretation would be illegal. That it would literally be illegal for the DOJ to make the requirement that they're trying to sneak in. So there's so much that's just not settled yet that it's not prudent to make changes yet. It's prudent to be ready to make changes when the time comes, but there's still a lot that hasn't been fleshed out, and it is fascinating stuff.
Hey, Don, would you say that the one thing that's really going to happen is that this buyer-broker agreement is going to happen, will occur? That's going to happen.
Absolutely. There's no chance. I guess I shouldn't say no chance, yeah. But you know, one of the things I know is in my heart is going to happen is that the requirement that a consumer, a potential buyer who wants to see a listing that's listed in MLS, is going to have a written representation agreement with their broker. That is going to be a requirement.
With that being said, I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you have any questions, please call the Johnson Smith team. We can be reached at 520-904-7711 is myself. 520-850-1725 is Sandra, and Danielle is 520-373-6864. Give us a call and we can talk you through this. If not, we can get a meeting at any time at our office, which is located at 7255 East Tango Verde. And we can sit there and talk about all the things that you may have concerns or issues or just worried about. We'd love to hear from you.
So we also wanted to just touch on where the market's at and anything that that you're seeing as far as market trends.
So we've buttoned up May and we're hauling through June already.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm just like, the heat reminds me that it's true, but it's hard to believe.
I keep feeling like it's, why is it so hot in wintertime? You know, but it's not. It's coming already. So. So May stats, very, very consistent with May of last year. Actual closed sales were down a little less than 5%. Prices are up, you know, we're just going to call it around 5%, you know, over prior year.
Mm-hmm.
And so good, solid, almost little under 1,600 closed units in the MLS Southern Arizona. So, you know, very robust, lots of activity going on. We're hearing tons of activity going on. Our growth is, as far as unit sales, and is just absolutely unbelievable, you know, this year over last year. So everything is really very much in order, meaning that there is plenty of business going on. There are plenty of buyers and sellers
right.
that are out there still. I think, you know, one of the things that we want to make clear to sellers is that the market has shifted, that it has changed a little bit, you uh-huh. know, with prices being up, which is the part that sellers love. Interest rates are also up. And so that combination of both of those things being up a little bit, and interest rates are still awesome. They're in the sixes, which historically is absolutely fantastic,
right.
you know, but compared to the artificial threes and twos that we've seen for a long time, mm-hmm. you know, affordability is down a little bit. So having that house priced appropriately is so critically important, making sure that the house is ready, market ready. But just some interesting stats that we see. Out of all of the listings in MLS right now, the active listings, and there's around 4,000
yeah.
active listings in the MLS, fully, I think the number was 44% of those listings have had price reductions. In May, out of the just under 1,600 closings that occurred, almost 600 of those properties had price reductions.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing, you know, fully one third of the houses that are sold needed to do price reductions along the way to get to that point. Fully almost half of the houses that are sitting out there active have had price reductions. So, you know, it's great to test the market, but just be wise, be reasonable, get good counsel from your agent. If you want to test the market, we want you to make as much money as you can make. But our job is also to counsel you on, you know, if we're not trending in the right direction, if we need to make that price reduction so that you can hit your goals. Because if you hire us to sell your house, we have to assume one of your main goals is that you want to sell
your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not talking about huge price reductions either.
We're not. The average price reduction right now is a shade over 5%. you know, and what we're seeing in the MLS is then the average days on market following the price reduction to get under contract is 21 days. So we're seeing a 5% price decrease, and everything is so localized and so individualized. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends a lot on what's going on at the individual listing. But yeah, we're seeing a 5% reduction be enough to move the needle, get sellers compelled or buyers compelled to, you know, see some good value and get the deals done.
We continue to just go out and do what we do. And I think that's the important thing. If you need to buy, you need to sell. We just have to be present and be out there looking and doing what we know will work to market a home or to find our buyers' homes to get into. And I know we still have buyers that are actively looking right now. Yes. We do have some listings that are either coming soon or active right now. And so there's something to talk about, whether you're on the buy side or the sell side. Business is still happening.
Transactions are still occurring.
There are a lot of activity. There are always going to be buyers and sellers in our market. But it's just so, you know, I look at how we as a company function on a weekly basis.
Right.
And we are so collaborative, and we go over this pricing stuff and what's going on out there relentlessly, and we're always getting our heads together and collaborating. And, you know, we're on top of this thing, and we have pricing strategies that are really, really effective in generating interest in a property and getting them sold. And then the flip side is, you know, we see some houses out there just sitting on the market mm-hmm. randomly that they're just sitting and they're not moving. And you know, they seem to almost be forgotten about out there. So, you know, you're as a brokerage, as agents, we need to be engaged on top of it, communicating and making sure that we are delivering the appropriate news to the seller.
I like that, Don. And we've always said that about the Indy Realty realtors, that knowledgeable agents is what you're going to receive when you deal with someone from Indy Realty. We're trying our best to learn, and we're always learning, always training. There's always trying to find out what's going on, what's new in the market, so that we can be better to help our clients.
Yeah, and there are some times that I just wish when I see the clickbait and I see the things that interest consumers and I see what's published out there, sometimes I just wish everybody could just be in our office for a week on a weekly basis and just see all of the energy and the activity and the analysis and all the stuff we do on a daily basis.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for spending this part of your afternoon with the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. On the other side, we'll talk with Bob Morkin, who is the owner of Complete Flooring. Hi, thanks everybody for staying with us. Right now on the show, we have Bob Morkin, who is the owner of Complete Flooring, which is a local company here in Tucson. It's just Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And how you doing today, Bob?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, great to have you back. First thing we're going to ask is talk a little bit about the company so everybody knows a little bit about you.
Oh, sure. So Complete Flooring is a one-stop shop. We have a showroom at Thornydale and Costco Drive on the northwest side. If you're filling up with fuel at the Costco gas pumps, you're looking right at us. We sell and install. We're also a contractor for the installation of carpet, tile, wood, laminate, luxury vinyl plank, mm-hmm. stone. We do backsplashes, bathtub surrounds, showers, fireplace surrounds, wow. accent walls, anything with tile going vertical or horizontal. We cover all of that. And, of course, our focus is flooring.
Okay.
We need some of that. I just looked at Raymond and gave him that look. Like, you know, we got to get on that.
We're
he's
here
the
for
one,
you.
He's the one that always tells me, let's get this done. But then I look at all the options, and I am such a picky person. And I don't end up buying anything.
Well, we have a huge selection in the showroom.
I haven't come to the right place is what I'm hearing.
I'll help you narrow it down.
Yeah, we got to do the fireplace surround. You know what stopped me, though, was the mantle. Because I wanted a mesquite mantle. And it's such a long run. I couldn't find a piece of mesquite long enough to do the mantle, so I didn't do anything. I have not done anything with the fireplace.
Well, once you have the mantle of your dreams.
I don't think it exists.
I'm sure it does. I'll see if I can find something for you.
I was actually looking on Marketplace for like an old bar or anything that had a long run that I could turn into the mantle, because I like things that are just a little unique, I guess. And And I kept hearing pine, pine, pine. And I'm like, but we have mesquite here. Why wouldn't I have a mesquite mantle? But I have a budget. It's outside of the budget. That's all I'm saying.
Let me get back away from talk. Let me get back with Bob. Hey, Bob, your company is family owned and you have Operation Showroom. And you also said your daughter's part of the team now.
That's right. Yes. So she's been working with us for 5 years. We have a whole bunch of folks in the showroom out in the field. But yeah, we love the business, and secretly she's my exit strategy someday. Yeah. She just has to hold on for a long time.
That's how we feel about real estate. Yeah. You know, our daughter works with us, and my son hopefully one day will join us. We can always hope. And that's our exit strategy too. So we feel that, and we got you.
There you go.
Complete Flooring has been in Tucson for how long?
Since 2010. Wow. I've been involved since 2017.
Wow.
And so really started right after the recession, sort of on the tail end of it, and has been growing all throughout.
What makes you guys unique from everyone else? I mean, we have some brochures here, guys, in the mm-hmm. office, in the room, and it's just amazing things these guys do. So I want to make sure that Bob would tell a little bit about difference between him and everyone else out there.
Oh, that's a great question. I would say if you're in the market for flooring, you kind of have the choice between a retail-focused store that right. just sells materials. There are quite a few of those around. Mm-hmm. And then you're on the hunt for a contractor. Hopefully you find someone trustworthy there. What makes us unique is we're one stop. So we are both the contractor and the seller of the material. So right. It doesn't happen very often, but should something go wrong, we're very easy to reach. We're open every day during the week and on the weekends. We only close for the major holidays.
Wow.
But you can always come in, talk with us, and you don't have the situation where the store is pointing the finger at the contractor,
right?
And the contractor is pointing the finger at the material. In our case, it's our problem to figure out. The customer is who we're here to take care of.
Being an expert that you are, you probably know what would help to decrease or increase a home according to the flooring.
Oh, you mean the value?
Value, yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, it has a little bit to do with the market the home is in. So mm-hmm. the old real estate adage, location, location, location.
hasn't changed. A lot of things have changed. Sure. That has never changed.
So there's homes in Midtown, homes in subdivisions that are more recent. I would say if you had to make a generalization, you add value to a home by adding tile.
Okay.
That is, at least in our experience, the most desirable floor for its durability and its timeless look. So when we're going into a home and replacing tile, we're often replacing a smaller format, very dated looking tile.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think if you go back to some of the larger format stone look tiles, even newer wood look tiles, they're much more timeless.
Uh-huh.
And when it's properly installed, it's really going to look the same the week after we install it. In 20 years.
Wow.
If you take care of it, just cleaning it normally, it will always look good. If I were to add to that, again, based on where the home is, if you have a soft surface, let's say many homes we go into have multiple different floors from 20 years of renovations,
right.
from multiple owners, everybody putting in a little something.
Right.
When we can tear that all out and put a uniform floor in, so a laminate, a luxury vinyl plank that's just uniform throughout, that changes the look and adds value to the home almost immediately. The homeowner gets to enjoy a much more attractive environment. But if they one day go to sell it with a uniform floor, when I say uniform, I mean through all the public areas. You
right.
can have
mm-hmm.
a different floor in the bathrooms, the wet areas, and maybe carpet in the bedrooms. But you really shouldn't be beyond three floors. And there are a lot of homes out there.
That's one thing you said, Sandra, to talk about the flooring.
That's what I was taught was three different flooring types is really the
maximum
that people will tolerate. And I'll tell you, we have three.
Do we?
Oh, actually, we have four.
Do we?
Very similar tiles in the bathroom, very kind of a concrete look.
Mm-hmm.
but carpet in the bedrooms, and then what we'd like to replace is our concrete overlay, because we drop a lot of plates on the floor. One of us drops a lot of plates and cups on the floor. We won't tell who it is. And so, yeah, we want to find something that's a little bit more durable than that. And so we've been looking at tile. Would you say that the trends now for tile are, you know, like the 16-inch or, are, I mean, we see these huge tile being sold in the retail stores. Is that the new trend, or does it really depend again on the location of your house and then maybe the size of your rooms?
I think that's a great question, but I think we're going to hold that for the second half, or the last half of the show. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home or have any question concerning real estate, contact the Johnson Smith team. Johnson Smith team and Sandra at 520-850-1725, Ray Smith 520-904-7711, or Danielle at 520-373-6864. We'll be back a little bit more from Bob Morgan. Hi, everyone. Thanks for staying for the last segment of the show. You're here with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson from the Johnson Smith team. We're also here with Bob Morgan, who is the owner of Complete Flooring. I was going to get that wrong. I was going to say Tucson Flooring Store, but that's not
that's our website.
I know. Yeah.
This is what Complete Flooring we're talking about. And we want to continue what you were talking about before we went on break.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the trend is for tile. You know, does size matter? That's what I'm asking, Bob. Does size matter?
Well, it depends on the size of the room.
Yeah.
So I would say the most frequently sold stone look tile is going to be at least an 18 by 18 square. 20s and 24s, very popular. Going to a larger format than that, then you really need bigger rooms. You need big hallways, big bathrooms to justify something larger than that. Otherwise, you're looking at one or two grout lines in a hallway or one or two grout lines in a bathroom, and that looks odd. In the case of wood look tile, it's often 6 inches wide and anywhere from 3 feet to 4 feet long. That's a good balance between the weight of the tile, which impacts the installation.
Wow, okay.
And a size that actually looks like wood when it's completely done.
Is there a difference in quality?
Absolutely.
And how would you advise? I mean, my son kind of schooled me on this a little bit because he looked for that wood look tile. But how would you advise a consumer to go out and look for quality in the tile product?
Well, that's an easy answer. First, come to us. But
there you go.
Yes.
But let's
show's
say
over.
We all go home now.
Let's say someone is just traveling through Tucson when they hear this, and they're on the way up to Phoenix. I would advise them to find a local family-owned dealer that's been in the business for a little while and has a design on being in business for decades, just like us. So that dealer will be focused on quality tile.
Okay.
It has to. There are quality ceramics, quality porcelains, and then there are ceramic and porcelain tile that simply are not. If you're sticking to the name brands, so Dahl Tile, one of the largest producers in the world, Emser, Happy Floors, some of these, then you're more likely than not to get a great quality tile.
Yeah, in office, in the room today, we have two different type of carpets. Do you want to talk a little bit about the two carpets you have?
Sure. These are six colors of in-stock carpet that we carry. For the normal consumer, they're priced great. And because we carry these rolls in stock, we can generally install it within a week.
Wow.
So between coming into the showroom and measuring, estimating, an installation, that can go very quickly. We have these also available for realtors. And it's part of our quick carpet program.
Wow.
And what we offer to a realtor, you, your colleagues in the industry, is for those instances when you have a listing that is in desperate need of new carpet to really attract buyers more quickly, we offer to come in and replace all that carpet with one of these six colors and wait until closing to get paid. So it's a benefit for the seller. They don't have to come out of pocket while they're uncertain when their home is going to sell. And it's a benefit for the realtor. It helps them sell that home faster, maybe even for more money. And then on the backside, there's a benefit for the buyer. If they're not happy with the carpet, it's a quick carpet program that we installed, then we'll give that buyer a $1 off per square foot credit toward replacement of that carpet carpet with any flooring they want, stone, tile, wood, laminate, luxury vinyl plank, anything they would like, or other carpet.
Carpets, it's not an inexpensive thing for a buyer to have to take on if they're coming up with their down payment and all their closing costs, and who knows, in the future, maybe they're going to come up with money to pay commissions. To add on the cost of doing flooring in an entire house can be unachievable for a first-time home buyer. So really, I love that it makes the house turnkey, and it gives them, even if it's not the color that they would have chosen, it's clean and it's new, and they've got time to build up their savings to put in the flooring that they love too.
Absolutely. And you've probably accompanied some potential buyers through a walkthrough, checking out some listings and comparing homes. And you can tell when you go into a home that has new carpet and one that doesn't.
It makes a big difference.
And if the buyer reaches down and with their fingers and runs it through the carpet just to double check, they're going to feel something really lush and comfortable. They'll feel it when they're walking on it, and that can oftentimes be the difference between two comps or two potential homes.
I actually had an appraiser recently call out the how filthy the carpet was in a rental property.
There you go.
And my lender said in all his years of real estate, he had never seen that. But honestly, that's what you get back when you've had a long-term rental. And totally, I think it's a great investment for the seller to make.
Since you're a resident expert on flooring, why should I choose one kind of floor over another?
Well, that depends oftentimes on how long you're going to live in the property. Mm. So let's say you've bought the home, you don't like the floors, you want to make a replacement, but frankly, your time frame is 2 or 3 years. And then you already anticipate transferring to another job, another location.
Right.
Whatever is going to happen. In that instance, we're advising the customer, well, let us put something that's pretty in, and it's something that you like, but let's keep a real close eye on that budget.
Okay. Oh, wow. Good job.
Now, let's say the buyer or the owner comes in and says, you know, we anticipate being there 10 years. Then we're thinking more toward, well, now you should get what you want. Mm-hmm. You should get the really nice floor that adds value to that home. Third customer comes in, it's their forever home. This is the dream home. They're going to be carried out horizontally. And we've heard them say that.
Moving my mom, we understand why people say, I'm never moving again.
So in that instance, we're advising them, really, except you want to get your dream floor. Exactly. Okay. The kind of floor you've ever always wanted. Sometimes customers will ask us, what's better, carpet, laminate, luxury vinyl plank, tile?
Right.
So if it's a family with little kids and dogs and pets, we have carpet solutions designed specifically to handle pets and be super easy to clean and care for if you want to have carpet. If they're after a hard surface, and let's say they're not interested in tile because tile's too cold to their bare feet, then in laminate, luxury vinyl plank, and wood, those are the solutions.
Okay.
When it's all about durability, so they care most about denting and scratching, high traffic, lots of wear. Maybe they've had a bad experience in the past in one of the homes they had. Then we're advising tile. If not tile, then laminate. And if not laminate, then glue down luxury vinyl plank.
Okay.
So it depends on the circumstances. We're having to talk with the customer to find out where they're at.
Yeah, I'm laughing because we were talking about this during the break. What's the difference between laminate and luxury vinyl plank?
Sure. So go back a decade, maybe two decades. Everyone remembers the original laminate that came out, Pergo, and how it overtook the market for DIY folks and budget-friendly installations. Laminate always had the advantage of being durable. It was dent and scratch-resistant, but it had one Achilles heel, and that was moisture. If exposed to it, then it would absorb it, not return to its original shape. You'd have this waviness in the laminate. And that really turned folks off. The luxury vinyl plank manufacturers decided to come out with a hard core that mimicked the fiberboard core of laminate, but was waterproof. And that became the market leader in the industry for do-it-yourself and hard surface installations.
Okay.
This Click Together luxury vinyl plank is waterproof and really overtook laminate. Laminate didn't rest on its heels, and in the last few years has come out with a high-density fiberboard coating, I'm sorry, core, a hydrophobic coating around the boards, and then a much tighter locking mechanism. The effect of all this is that they can now advertise that they too are waterproof. They will warrant it installed by a professional into bathrooms, and it is still denser and more scratch and dent resistant than luxury vinyl plank. So they are taking back market share with a more durable product. They're both very competitive in price. Now, the next logical question you would ask is, then what is the advantage of luxury vinyl plank over laminate? It is soft and comfortable to walk on. At the margins, it might be more dent susceptible and scratch susceptible, but when you're walking on it, it's gentler on your joints. And you can feel that. And when I say on the margins, it's still an extremely durable product. We sell and install a great deal of it.
So anybody that has questions, how can they reach you?
Oh, you can give us a call at 520-219-2549. You can also send us a text. You can also reach out to us on our website, TucsonFlooringStore.com. And lastly, we are newly on Instagram. So if you look up Complete Flooring on Instagram, you can find us there.
Awesome. And your location again?
It is right across from the Costco gas pumps, Thornydale and Costco Drive. If you're coming up or down I-10, you would exit Orange Grove. It's under construction right now. But let your Google Maps bring you there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. Want to talk a little bit about a couple of listings that we have. We have a two-bedroom, one-bath townhouse at 6673 East Cay La Paz, Unit D. That is listed at 194. A nicely updated unit. And then we have coming on the market this weekend, 902 South Pantano Road. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath, located just south of Broadway. It's 1,138 square feet. Nicely updated again, bathrooms, cabinets, the kitchen. And so that'll be open. Stop by and take a look at it. We would like to thank our sponsors, Rego Pest Prevention, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, and Pillar to Post Home Inspections. When you use one of our sponsors, please reach out to them and let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you all.